Should the Games be held here, what will Olympic venues in Boston be good for when the Olympics are over? It's a key planning question, and Atlanta's experience with the 1996 Summer Games leaves some lessons for Boston and the possibility of the 2024 Games here. A prime example, Centennial Olympic Stadium, proved to be a success for Atlanta, as after the Games, it was converted into a ballpark for the Atlanta Braves, now called Turner Field, even though the Braves at present are planning to leave for a new stadium. This morning, WBUR's Kurt Nickisch has the final story in this week's series on the Atlanta Olympics legacy.
Centennial Olympic Stadium stands about 2 miles south of downtown Atlanta.
I love this stadium. When I think of Atlanta, I think of Turner Field.
Becca Nema from the suburb of Peachtree City was born 2 years before the Olympics.
I grew up here every summer, and I just think part of the experience is like going downtown afterwards, like seeing the skyline and everything. It's just, I don't know, that's just how I think of baseball now because I grew up with it like that.
Some high schools even hold their proms here. Further down in the same grandstand, Dalton Beal from the suburb of McDonough says he grew up here watching his team play.
Dude, I love Turner Field. I do. Hold on, let me do the chop.
This fan ritual is controversial. Many American Indians consider it offensive. But especially for older fans such as Zach Lindsay, there's another layer of cultural meaning here because this was the Olympic Stadium back in 1996.
That's something else. Olympics in Atlanta, Georgia. Downtown, by the state capitol. You'll never see that in other cities, maybe.
It was here during the opening ceremony that Muhammad Ali lit the Olympic flame. Atlanta's Olympic organizers built this stadium with $200 million of private money from ticket sales and sponsorships. Right after the Summer Games, the 80,000-seat venue was converted into a 50,000-seat baseball stadium.
Never forget, for all the future years, that we are able to enjoy this stadium.
In April of 1997, Braves president Sam Kasten spoke at the home opener.
But we are so proud to have done this in the city of Atlanta without one penny of taxpayer money.
Beauty of this place, public sports facility really funded by the Atlanta Olympic Games budget and the Atlanta Braves.
That's Mike Plant, today the head of business operations for the Atlanta Braves. He's also an Olympian, speed skater in Lake Placid.
You know, if you look around the world, those stadiums and facilities are very challenged once the Games leave.
But Plant says Atlanta, like Los Angeles before it in 1984, bucked that trend. For instance, Atlanta sold its velodrome and moved it after the Olympics. The Aquatic Center became Georgia Tech's Campus Recreation Center. On the other hand, the Olympic tennis complex, where Andre Agassi won gold, now stands deserted. Still, Atlanta largely avoided the fate of unused venues, of so-called white elephants. And a recent Norwegian and Danish study says no venue built for a major sporting event since has been more effective than Turner Field. Atlanta built a no-frills sustainable stadium, says Plant, instead of trying to wow the International Olympic Committee.
There were a few IOC members that I think took a little umbrage to the fact that we turned it into a baseball stadium. Obviously, the alternative to that is let it sit here and let's talk about how many track and field events would we have with 80,000 seats.
Not many, he says. Nowhere close to the 80-plus baseball games a year. But soon, that run will come to a close. After next year's season, the Braves plan to leave Turner Field for a new stadium. Mike Plant says the Cobb County site is closer to the heart of the Braves fan base.
And, you know, we've played 18 great years here, and we probably would be here for a lot longer. We had another vision to create a mixed-use development, and over a period of years, we just couldn't reach an acceptable arrangement with the ownership entity, the rec authority, and the city of Atlanta and the county. So we're moving on, moving just 12 miles north of town.
For some Atlanta Braves fans, like Dalton Beal, it's too soon to leave Turner Field.
I feel like I still got life, you know, and, you know, it's my childhood. I grew up coming to, you know, Turner Field to watch the Braves play, and it's tough to see it go.
His friend Preston Cullum agrees.
I feel that heritage has more value than a new ballpark, if that makes sense.
That heritage includes the Olympic history, says Braves fan Sam Wisher.
That part's going to be kind of sad, the fact that this used to be the Olympic Stadium, because I'm not really sure what kind of use they'll have for it now, you know?
Its future is now up in the air. This week, Georgia State University met with members of the surrounding community to discuss plans to convert Turner Field into a smaller football stadium. The $300 million proposal would also transform the surrounding space into classrooms and athletics facilities. That proposal would make Atlanta's the third Summer Olympic Stadium in the United States to be used for college football, along with St. Louis's Francis Field and the Los Angeles Coliseum. But Georgia State's plan is just one of several proposed developments for Turner Field. Even Braves fan Becca Nema has her own idea.
Yeah, I think it's good to go. I don't see anything wrong with this stadium. Honestly, I want to know what they're doing with the Jumbotron. I got a good place for it.
Atlanta can look back proudly on its continued use of its signature Olympic venue, but going on 20 years later, the legacy of Atlanta's Olympics facilities is still being written. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.